If you're looking for a way to cook eggs that does not require you to scramble, fry, flip, poach or boil them, get out some baking dishes and cook them in the oven. This style of baked egg dish is also called chaud eggs and, in French cuisine, is referred to as eggs en cocotte, eggs baked in a casserole, ramekin. When I make baked eggs, I like to use single-serving baking dishes that are large enough to hold two large eggs and the ingredients I'll flavor them with. For today's recipe I used baking dishes that were 5 inches wide and 1.5 inches tall with a 1.5 cup capacity. You'll find these types of baking dishes at hardware stores, cookware stores and other establishments with well-stocked kitchen sections. This size of dish is perfect for baked eggs because 2 large eggs equals about a half cup in volume. So that leaves a cup or so of space left in the dish for the other ingredients you bake the eggs with. The possibilities include such things as salsa and crumbled Mexican-style cheese, sautéed leeks, cooked sausage and grated cheddar, and creamy, seasoned wilted spinach, roast red peppers and grated Asiago cheese. In my recipe, I chose to sauté diced onions, green bell peppers and mushrooms together and then mix in diced cherry tomatoes, garlic and fresh oregano. That mixture was divided between 2 baking dishes. I made 2 wells in the mixture in each dish and cracked an egg in each well. The eggs were then topped with grated Havarti cheese, which could be plain or your favorite flavored variety of that cheese. The filled baking dishes were then set on a baking sheet. The eggs were then baked in a 400F oven, a toaster oven will also work, for 13 to 16 minutes, or until the whites were set, and the yolks were still soft. During cooking you can assess how done the eggs are by gently tapping the baking sheet and viewing how wobbly the whites and yolks are in the baking dishes. When cooked, the end result is 2 baked eggs per serving you can serve with toast for breakfast, brunch, lunch or even dinner. Baked eggs with vegetables, mushrooms and Havarti cheese. A richly seasoned vegetable, mushroom mixture, set in single-serving baking dishes, topped with eggs and grated Havarti cheese, and baked. Preparation time, 25 minutes. Cooking time, 18 to 22 minutes. Makes, 2 servings. 2 teaspoons butter. 2 teaspoons olive oil. 1/3 cup diced onion, see note 1. 1/3 cup diced green bell pepper. 1/2 cup diced brown or white mushrooms, see note 2. 8 ripe cherry tomatoes, diced. 1 medium garlic clove, minced. 2 teaspoons chopped fresh oregano or basil, see Eric's options. Pinches red pepper flakes and smoked paprika. Salt and freshly ground black pepper, to taste. Soft butter or olive oil, for greasing. 4 large eggs. 1/4 to 1/3 cup grated plain or flavored Havarti cheese. Place the 2 teaspoons butter and 2 teaspoons oil in skillet set over medium, medium-high heat. When butter is melted, add the onion, bell pepper and mushrooms and sauté until tender and the moisture seeping from the mushrooms has evaporated, about 4 minutes. Mix in the tomatoes, garlic, oregano, or basil, pepper flakes, paprika, salt and black pepper and cook 1 to 2 minutes more. Remove skillet from heat. Preheat oven to 400F grease 2 shallow, 1.5 cup capacity baking dishes with soft butter or olive oil, see note 3. Set the baking dishes on a baking sheet. Divide vegetable, mushroom mixture between the baking dishes. Make 2 wells in the vegetable, mushroom mixture in each dish and crack an egg into each well. Use the back of teaspoon to carefully lift some of the vegetable, mushroom mixture from the bottom of the dish so some of it sits on top of the egg whites. Top the eggs in each dish with the grated cheese. Bake 13 to 16 minutes, or until egg whites are set, but yolks are still soft. Note 1. Diced in this recipe means to cut into small, 1/4 inch cubes. Note 2. 2 medium to large, white or brown mushrooms should yield the 1/2 cup of diced mushrooms needed here. Note 3. The baking dishes I used were 5 inches wide and 1.5 inches tall. Eric's options. If you don't have fresh herbs, replace them with 1/4 to half a teaspoon of dried oregano or basil. EAKIS at TimesColonist.com. Eric Aukies is the author of 8 cookbooks. His columns appear in the Life section Wednesday and Sunday.